have these feelings or these thoughts of, I keep dreaming of breaking up things. I keep thinking, having these leanings towards smashing everything. But when I smash things in my head, I smash the chairs and the tables, I smash the windows, I smash the walls. But I don't smash the things I've made or the things that live in this room, like the scorpion or the tank that it's in, or the crickets. It's not wanting to kill life, it's wanting to kill something. It's wanting to kill my fears, or it's wanting to kill the things that tie my hands, or the things that frustrate me, or the things that are symbols of what it is to live in this pre-invented existence. And in these moments, I hate language. I hate what words are like. I hate the idea of putting these preformed gestures on the tip of my tongue or through my lips or through the inside of my mouth, forming sounds to approximate something that's like a cyclone, or something that's like a flood, or something that's like a weather system that's out of control, that's dangerous, or that's alarming. And so I hate language in this moment, because it just seems like so much bullshit. It just seems like sounds that have been uttered back and forth, maybe now over centuries, and that it always boils down to the same meaning within those sounds, unless you're more intense in uttering them, or you precede them, or accompanying them with certain forms of violence or violent behavior. And even in the talking of all this, I realized nobody could know what the fuck I was talking about, that it is ridiculous and when it's put into language. But I'm laying on a bed that's my bed, but it's not my bed. It's all these things of taste and design and ideas that have nothing to do with me, or that I want nothing to do with. And so I submit to them. I submit to the form of this bed. I submit to the feel of the cloth underneath me. I submit to the sense of the sheets, or the smell of tobacco that hangs on the covers, or the form of the TV waiting to be turned on, or the form of images waiting to be released when the TV's turned on. The form of structure of the corners of this room, or the windows, or the light that the windows lets in, or the sounds of the street coming from underneath the windows, or the sounds of the street that come through the walls, or the sounds of trucks rattling over a street two blocks away where there's a metal plate covering it, or the sounds of these junkies hanging out across the street or underneath the window threatening to stab each other, threatening to murder each other over a piece of chemical, and the sense of the police who ride by, the sense of the police that patrol the area, the sense of the police that are like some alien world or some alien society or some kind of thing that I've never fucking fit into, that disgust me just at the sight of their markings, the sight of their uniforms, the sight of their exercising of forms of control, or they're buying into a system that is stupid, or buying into a system that ends up disgusting me every time I turn on the TV, every time I walk into the street, every time I turn the page of a newspaper. And really, those things mean nothing in terms of what I'm feeling. What I'm feeling is something else. Maybe it's something about death, maybe it's frustration about sexuality in the midst of this virus or this disease that I carry, and the frustration of a body that turns over time, the frustration of a body that I look into the mirror and it's not me, it's not what I embrace in terms of symbols or forms, or what I embrace in terms of myths. It's not who I am, and it's like who I am is something that I want to let go, that I want to free up by cracking open something else, cracking open and reaching into the inside of me or the inside of somebody else. And I'm not talking about murder, and I'm not talking about physical damage. I'm talking about something that's more elusive in terms of explanation. It's just something, whether it's mortality hallucination that I'm experiencing, or it's a meat hallucination in terms of flesh or in terms of body, but it's like I want to live inside dreams, I want to live inside myths, I want to experience those things, I want to experience those things as completely surrounding me, so that it's like a body within a body looking out from the dark recesses of the backs of the eyes. I want to fuck some guy, I want to take his clothes off slow, I want to unbutton his sleeves and pull his shirt from around his body, I want to pull the shirt off, I want to pull the pants apart, I want to lift the undershirt up, I want to bury my face underneath that cloth, I want to lick the slow sides of his turning over and over, I want to lick the lines of his necks, grab the back of his neck and my teeth, something gentle, something confrontational, something strong, something slamming of bodies, slamming of my body against the wall, slamming of my body against the wall until it crumbles, until it breaks, until it shocks, until it's something of wanting to reach some sense of life or some sense of, and all I can see right now is I'm just on automatic, that it's just dead language tumbling from my lips, and it's dead language that doesn't even touch what it is that I'm sensing or what I've been feeling the last 24 hours or what it felt like to get into bed last night and what the night feels like, how much I hate to fucking sleep, how much I hate to close my eyes, how much I hate to lay down, how much I hate the silence, how much I hate the aloneness, how much even when I'm with all these people I'm so fucking alone that it's like carrying a seed of something, and I don't know what it is, and I don't know what my thoughts really are. It's like I know what I think, I can sense what I think, but all I sense is presence. And this presence is outside of me, and this presence is maybe what I want, or what I want to become, or what I want my body to evolve into, or what I want my mind to evolve into, what films I want my body to play along, what roles, what ideas, what sensations, what distances, what locations. And somehow I've got to crack out of this pressure or this self-consciousness or this I that's inside me staring at myself, and I want to lose myself. I want to lose myself in distances or location or landscape or movement. I want to fuck somebody. I want to take off somebody's clothes. I want to lie down in sand. I want to lie down in dirt. I want to lie down with this other person. I want to lie down and roll around and lick them from the beginning of their feet all the way up their legs, up their sides, up into their armpits, up into their neck, into their mouth. I want to stick my tongue in. I want to fuck somebody. And I want to do this, and I want to do this in landscape. I want to do this in somewhere in the hills. I want to do this somewhere by a river. I want to swim underwater. I want to suck somebody's dick underwater. I want to roll around in a way that pulls me completely from inside myself, and something like turning the skin backwards so that everything's revealed or everything is pumping outwards, so that it's not all contained inside in one little spot in the back of my fucking head when I'm sitting in a room full of strangers and just trying to find some simple gesture of language to reach and touch somebody, to reach and touch myself, to know that I'm fucking living and that I'm alive and that I'm not in a dead world going on a dead end road. And this shit ain't even about sex, it's about something else. thoughts going, and I don't know where I'm going, and I don't know where these thoughts are coming from, what these sensations are, and I can go sit down at the chair at the local shrink, and I'll probably be told that it's just rage, and it's just my anger, and it's just my anger at dying, or it's just my anger at fear of dying, or it's just my anger at or rage about not being able to fuck the way I want to fuck, or not be able to follow myth or form or sleep or dream or whatever in the way that I want, or in the way that I did in the past, or the way I did as a 16-year-old sitting in a hotel room with some sexy son of a bitch that I got paid by to do various things. I don't know what it means, and I don't know where I am right now. I don't know what's going on inside my head. It's such a dislocation of so many thoughts that, oh yeah, it can come out in a form of fucking somebody so that I feel some relief for 2 seconds, or go into that gray zone in terms of orgasm or whatever that place in the head is that some of us get addicted to. The thing about orgasm, or the thing about where that place is, that place you disappear into for a fraction of a second, even if I were to surround myself with that for the rest of my life, it'd get boring within 10 minutes, but it's not that. It's like feeling the trappings of this, everything in the form of the society, and it's almost laughable. It's so absurd. It's wanting to experience some gesture of freedom that feels total. And even that doesn't make any sense. I mean, if I were in the middle of some barren landscape and something could lift me up and free gravity, free me from gravity, turn gravity upside down, like a 2-year-old in his bedroom looking at the ceiling, lying on his back and imagining the ceiling is the floor, and that he's walking around in something that looks totally free of furniture, totally free of gravitational design. I mean, maybe that's the only thing that would give me the sense of what I need right now, is to be free of gravity and to do something like float, or to sleep in that state, or to lay down in the air rather than on the floor, on the bed, or in the chair. Lay down in atmosphere. Lay down and stretch. And lay down and sleep. And maybe something like a dozen hands moving slowly over your body. A dozen hands that touch you with something like warmth or comfort. And a dozen hands not being attached to personalities, or rather some sort of intention. And even that starts getting pale, and even that starts getting weak. If I could take a shotgun to my gut, to my bed, if I could take a shotgun and blow it in half, or blow a big hole in it, that starts approximating something of what I'm feeling. If I could take a shotgun and blow holes through every window in the house and sit down afterwards and laugh, maybe that approximates what I'm feeling. If I could bust every stick of furniture in this room, if I could shake the walls until they fall outside, fall outwards, and the roof just disappear. If I could pick up these streets in my hands and bend them into different shapes. If I could take automobiles like a toy set and toss them over the bridges or over the river, into the river. If I could break all the lights in the city. If I could switch everything on and off with a single switch. If I could switch all the lights in the city on and off. If I could switch all the movement on and off. If I could switch something about my life inside out. If I could knock down something of the existing world like a set of dominoes. Is it something about power? I don't think so. I don't care to have the power to affect all those things. I somehow just need the power to affect something inside me, turn something inside out, look at it, examine it, lick it, throw it against the wall, pick it up, put it back in. And none of this makes sense, but it makes all the sense in the world to me inside my head in some foreign place that rejects the sound of language, rejects the form of words. And maybe, again, it's just a simple thing called panic. Maybe, again, it's just a simple thing called fear. Sleep. I was near a riverside or a waterway. It's a stream along, or a small river alongside a road. There were some very hungry turtles. I banged a stick along the ground. It was a forked stick, and the turtles, one of them tried so hard to get the end of it, and there was somebody waiting nearby to catch the turtles. They yelled to somebody else, "Get a stick, get a stick." I started lifting rocks, looking for things that the turtle might eat, or the turtles might eat, so that they could eat and go away and not get caught, not get picked up by these guys, because these guys look like they would make them into turtle soup. And I lifted a rock, and underneath was three salamanders. One, I think, was reddish. Or yellow, one I think was yellow or bluish, and the other seemed kind of plain, like just a whitish, but more clear. And I thought of which one would I give to the turtle if I was to give one of the three, and it was a sort of one that looked like the color of scotch tape. But then I couldn't do it. And I started walking away and lifting up other rocks. And found some little seashore crabs. But even then, I didn't think the turtles would eat them. There was a confusion of salt water and fresh water. Some big thing going on, being in this what seemed like a train or a bus caravan or something, and hundreds of these kids coming in to push us for money. The idea being, if we didn't politely give the money, hundreds of these kids would jump on us. Managed to get through it okay. Last night, in the sleep, in the stream, at some point the scorpion hadn't been drinking water and hadn't eaten, and he was dying, and I was extremely sad about it. was weeping about it, and the people who were in this household, wherever this house was in the dream, were just looking at me like I was completely crazy. And its claws broke off in the dream when I went to touch it to see if it would revive. And its main body moved a little bit. And somehow I understood that it needed water. And I was trying to find a tiny spoon to put a tiny bit of water inside its mouth.